Let's face facts. In this morally bankrupt society, life can be hard as a parent.
That's why we started this podcast, to help tackle tough questions.
To build a community of support and provide a parental break.
Life can come at you fast and society wants your children.
As a parent, it is our duty to be the leader in the fight.
We have been married for 5 years.
No topic is off limits, and we will give advice from a Christian perspective. We could all use a parental break.
Well, that's going to make the outcast real. Hello, welcome to Parental Break with Jay and Kay. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, oh, honey, what are we talking about today?
People who marry objects.
Objects?
Basically, non-living things.
Yes, today, this story was brought to you, to me, from Odin the other day. And it just made me go, like, really? Have we gotten to that point in society that we're now marrying a man mid-objects? Let me show you one of the pictures, honey. Oh, wait. Ridiculous. There's more. Oh, and there's more. So, the reason why we're talking about this lady in Brazil, her name is Roca Moraes. She's 37. She lives in Brazil. And basically, she married a ragdoll.
And had a ragdoll baby.
And yeah, had a ragdoll baby. Oh, let me show that picture. I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. Like, they literally had doctors and nurses on call.
Yeah, on standby.
On standby. What respectable doctor or respectable nurse would actually go through this pregnancy?
I guess they're like, well, she needs help. So maybe if we be on standby, we can probably help her.
It's one of those things that it almost makes me lose hope in society.
I mean, she had a full-blown-out wedding.
Yes.
I mean, she had
a wedding night.
Sickening. I mean.
Oh, you didn't hear about that part.
And everyone at the wedding. She had 250 people. We had, like, almost 100.
I know. But. Here's the funny thing about it. Okay. So, according to the story, he is a man I've always wanted in my life, she told Need to Know. After being together for several months, Moraes discovered that she was pregnant. It's true. Marcelo got me pregnant. Marcelo is the name of the doll, by the way. He didn't take care of himself and he didn't use a condom, she claimed. He got me pregnant. I took the test. It was positive. I could not believe it. Okay, first of all, how was the test positive?
Someone help us here, because
I think there's a glitch in the test. Call the people that make the test. They need to fix it.
I think she just paid someone to fix her up a baby doll.
Right? Well, here's the thing.
I mean,
the doll was made by her mother.
And her mother is enabling her.
Yes.
No, ma'am, yes. You need to cut the cord and let it go. She needs to go.
Let me tell you this. When my mom made Marcelo and first introduced me to him, I fell in love with him. It was love at first sight.
And her mom and dad didn't say, hey, you might need to stop and get a real person. And then she's like, well, I do all the bills. I pay everything. I get all the groceries and all what we need and stuff like that. And she's like, he's just lazy. Well, duh, he's not real. He is not real.
And here's the reason why her mom made the doll. It was because I didn't have a row dancer. I would go to these dances, but wouldn't always find a partner. Then he entered into my life, and it all made sense.
I don't know. I just, no. know, I'm not, I don't want to be mean or nothing or come out as mean or anything like that. Oh, like I said, you just live your life. Keep me out of it.
Well, honey, this is the...
I'll be praying for you.
They even took pictures of wedding night. Look, they took pictures of the wedding night.
I'm about to throw up.
Wait a minute, is that doll naked? What?
Yes.
Or is he in pajama? Okay, that's pajama pants.
I just don't.
And you notice on this picture.
But she had 250 guests at the wedding.
I know. Meanwhile, we get 100.
Like, we had 99.
See, here's the problem about that, Caitlin. They're enabling this person by attending this wedding. A good friend would probably tell them, I think you need to rethink things. And here's the funny thing about the story. So, Maria said, and she and her family are extremely happy together, despite the stress of her being the only breadwinner in the house. No. Only breadwinner in the house. He has so many great qualities, but the only downside is he is lazy. He doesn't work at all, but I am a warrior and I keep it going for us. I wonder how many people out there are going to get tired of me going,
Sorry, I got sneezed right at that point.
Why? Are you like Will Smith and allergic to BS?
I don't have time for that going on in my life right now. So
Morales is working hard to provide for her family. It hates when people tell her that her family is fake. Well, newsflash, dear. That little baby doll thing you're holding.
It's never going to grow
up. It's not real.
It's never going to grow up. But like I said, I'm just going to pray for her and hopefully she'll find.
Hey, though. Person. She said, married life with him is wonderful. He doesn't fight with me. He doesn't argue. He just understands me. Marcelo is a great and faithful husband. He is such a man, and all women envy him. And at that point, Caitlin was speechless.
Yeah, I'm
shall we get to the next one of our story? So did you hear about the one that married an airplane? A toy airplane?
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear about that one? Oh, what? Let me go ahead and go find that one. That one is...
Oh, and then the lady who married her zombie dog.
Oh, let me go ahead and play that video for a guess. Okay, I'm going to pause it right here. Notice there's only, three people total?
No, counting her, two more.
Two more
so
people?
Three.
That are real. Everyone else is a zombie doll.
Yeah. So it took her 3 years.
I'm sorry, what?
It took her 3 years to get good grades. Pretty much.
Yes. But here's the thing. Why would you use that as a sort of bribe? Oh, get good grades. I'll get you this zombie doll that eventually you're going to marry. Like, seriously. where have we fallen as a society when this kind of behavior is acceptable? And not just this one. There's someone that married their imaginary friend.
Yeah.
You want to tell them about that story?
I can't because I'm so disgusted.
Let's continue the video.
Yes.
No, she just looked at the corner. Like, oh my goodness, are they coming to get me again? Oh God. Oh gosh.
Going to Walmart.
Puts him.
Her.
Her. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Why are you assuming the gender of that dog?
She's been calling it a her. But yet, it wears boys' clothing. I don't know. I'm just about done with this. Okay, keep on going.
Okay. I'm going to stop the video right here for a second. Notice how they blurred everybody else's faces.
Because they don't want to be on that web show. Or in the video.
My brain hurts. We're literally talking about a bunch of inanimate objects. And it even goes further that she has children now.
And another fiance.
And another fiance.
So let's just end the video right here.
Okay.
So we dig a little bit more into it. She broke up with that one, destroyed her because she wanted to find a human to, another person to you know, be friends with or more than
smart
friends.
Smart choice.
Well, that didn't work out at all.
Of course it did.
Because she was wanting to bring that one with her, and he wouldn't do it. And he's like, this is
wait,
crazy.
Wait. Are you telling me they wanted a threesome?
I don't know. So she destroyed it. And then things just didn't work out with that real guy. So she went to another doll, and I forgot what his name is, but apparently that's her new fiance. And then she kind of rose that one that she destroyed back from the dead.
You know what the disturbing thing about this, though, is, Caitlin?
What?
At one point in the story, she's actually, there's a mental organization that's getting her housing, that's getting her everything she needs.
Yeah.
But not addressing the issue.
No.
See, this is what happens when we don't talk about mental health.
They want to put a Band-Aid on it.
And see, I'm going to say this, and people aren't going to like this. This is why Uvalde happened. This is why all these other shootings happen. Because we don't address the issue about mental health in society. And that's the bottom line.
And they jump to conclusions.
That
they act without thinking.
Yes. And that's the thing that terrifies me, that this is acceptable behavior. When, can you imagine what's going to happen when she wakes up one day and realizes her fantasy is all fake? It's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrorizing. And parents, the reason why we're talking about this is, I don't know if you listened to our last podcast. You have to be in your child's life, whether they have special needs or whether they're in an issue like this. Because if you embed what a child does and you accept the behavior, you are just as guilty. Because you have to be the parent. You have to be strong. People say, I'm my child's friend. Well, what else are you? Are you their discipline too? Because if you're not, things like this can happen. I pray it doesn't happen, but it can happen. But let's go to our next story about this. So this is the first time you saw this one. You want to read it?
No, but I need to call my mom.
Okay.
So Justin's going to take over for a little bit. He's going to do the next story, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
My mom had a procedure done, so I have to go check on her.
All right.
Sorry, y'all.
Okay, so our next story is, woman who is sexually attracted to planes wants to marry toy Boeing. Okay, so this woman refers to this Boeing toy 737 as her boyfriend. She flies on it on the aircraft as often as possible and has 50 replicas models of the plane at home. She calls the Boeing Dickie. Hopes to wed one day, even though it is illegal in Germany. Oh, this one's in Germany. Apparently it's everywhere. The resident identify as an objective sexual, meaning objectum sexual, meaning that she is sexually attracted to inanimate objects. She said past romances with men didn't get her flying high. She also sorry guys. She also has been in love with a train. Sarah said, my plane is called Dickie. I love everything about him, but particularly his face, wings, and engine. They're so sexy to me. And the pictures. There's a picture of her in front of an airplane, Boeing 747. the Boeing 747 that we're talking about is a little like, I don't know what scale you would say. I'd say 150, 132 scale model of an airplane. So it's not even that big. But, oh, never mind. She also has a big one. And she puts at the end, some people don't understand my love, but my friends took my coming out very well and encouraged me. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Your friends probably took it very well because they didn't want to be judgmental. Because they didn't want to tell you what you're doing is wrong. And I'm sorry, parents, again, you need to be focused on your children. Because let's face it, society wants your children. They want them at every opportunity. And any way they can get them, in any way how. But let's go to the next story. So, hopefully Kate won't be back in a little bit, because it's kind of awkward doing this by myself, I'm just saying. This story is titled, I'm Sexually Attracted to a Fence and Love It as a Companion. So, excuse me. One woman took her romantic life to a new level when she became attracted to a tall and chiseled suitor. A fence. The attraction highlighted in the video by TikTok user. Let's see if I can play this clip. Yeah. The woman name is Erica LaBrie. Became famous for marrying the Eiffel Tower after a documentary about her attraction to inanimate objects was released. In a clip from the documentary, Erica is seen straddling a red fence, pleasantly talking to the camera about her attraction. I did not expect to find a fence like this all here. Here at all. Erica explains, he's perfect. I mean, it's the shape I like so much. These angles. Oh, fabulous. Erica identifies as an objective sexual, which is a person who can become romantically and sexually attracted to inanimate objects, kind of like our friend in Germany here. In the viral TikTok clip, which has amassed over 1.4 million likes, explains what attracts her to the fence and she as she touches and examines it. Fences are such dangerous objects for me because they're so perfect in their geometry, the woman says. I mean, I have to say, there's a lot of physical stuff going on right now. What can I say about this individual? Other than, see, we need to talk about the mental health issue of things in this world. Because you get individuals like this, and our friend from Brazil that thinks inanimate objects are real, that thinks inanimate objects can bring them happiness. And the worst thing is, family members are accepting of this. Why? Because they don't want to rock the boat. Because they don't want to say what you're doing is wrong. That's why. And that's why I feel humanity is lost, honestly. Because when you got people that are sexually attracted to fences, sexually attracted to toy airplanes, marrying their imaginary friend, or in the other case, marrying a zombie doll, and then doing a whole vlog about it. Where's the help? These are cries for help, honestly. Why don't we listen to them? Why don't we say what you're doing is a detriment to yourself? What you're doing is a detriment to your health. See, I have friends that will call me out when I'm wrong. And I have friends that will tell me that I'm right. And I'm not afraid of those friends to tell me when I'm wrong. Oh, you're back. this was hard to do without you. You want to re-record? Mm-mm. Okay.
Turn me on.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How's the mom?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. So, the story we started talking about,
if y'all hear our dog Daisy, people are shooting fireworks across the road.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, she was underneath the coffee table.
Oh, jeez.
So we might have to make it short.
Read what that says, Caitlin?
Which one? Oh, Lord. Okay, so she flies on the aircraft as often as possible and has 50 replica models of the plane at home. Sarah calls the Boeing Dicky and hopes to wed one day, even if it is illegal in Germany. I'm going to stop right there because I can't even.
Do you want to know what this is called? Ejectum sexual. There's an actual name for it, that you're sexually attracted to objects.
I'm done.
This one, too.
Oh, there was a dude that was, like, attracted to his car.
Really?
On TLC. Mm-hmm.
See, I like my car, my strange addiction.
My strange addiction.
Wait. You telling me there's a whole show about this?
Oh, yeah.
Do these guys get help afterwards? Or?
I hope so, but I highly doubt it.
Because it's entertainment.
Yeah.
Since when did mental health become entertainment?
It's not entertainment, trust me. It is not.
I guess we'll go to our last story. This is your favorite one.
How did it? I don't know.
Wait. There are pictures of him doing this.
Yeah, there's pictures of them, and he takes his imaginary wife out to eat in a restaurant and pays for the meal.
I bet you it's a white bill.
No, he pays. Just keep on.
So what if? Wait, is it like us? Hey, you're not gonna eat that, so I eat it. Is he like that? Hey, you don't eat.
No.
Oh my god!
I don't think he even eats it.
Oh why?
Okay, let's continue.
Disclaimer. Sorry about the cussing.
Yes, we apologize. I seen another version of this, but without the two guys on there. But no, let me take over this time.
Okay. I like it when you take over.
Shut up.
No.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. So when this guy says we do half the chores, he's pretty much saying he does all the easy ones, and he's letting his imaginary wife do like the cleaning. I don't know what to think about this guy, but let's continue. Oh. On top of that, he sends text messages. And he answers himself. This is beyond talking to yourself and answering yourself. Like, for real. Like, I am over this. Justin had to walk away for a minute. And we are drinking Coca-Cola, not what y'all think it might be.
Sometimes I wish.
No. Okay, let's continue.
They call it a skit.
Well, sir, it's not a skit. Oh, I promise.
Please say it's a skit.
When he got he's trying to get it approved by his what do you call it?
The state
to legalize this, and they have denied him right now, as of when I last saw that video last week. 49 times.
Okay. Hold up. Time out. Flag on the play. If it didn't get approved the first time,
it's not going to get
approved. Or the second time, what makes you think it's going to get approved 47 times?
Yeah. I think
the name of this episode really does mean what it means. Humanity has lost itself.
Okay. Yeah.
What else do you want to say?
He's got one human friend. He's like, basically says, I don't understand why he's like this. And, yeah, pretty much.
Fair enough.
I wish he could help his friend. Like, I don't know.
So, one other thing we're going to talk about, because I saw this and I thought I would have to bring it up. Do you remember eating that?
Oh, God. Get it off there.
Apparently, it was a holiday.
Apparently.
I'm not going to read about that, but, yeah. What else is there to say? Caitlin?
Hmm?
Please save me.
Do what?
Please save me.
Should
we show some of the vlogs of this lady?
We might do a part two later.
Okay. Yeah, because this is a lot to unpack. But going back to this last person and the picture, you notice something about that picture?
She's wearing a diaper on her head.
No.
Oh.
Look at the baby. That is what you think it is. Blood.
Okay.
And a poinsettia.
I'm done. I can't even drink my Coca-Cola Zero right now. And with that being said, let him laugh it out.
I just don't understand why any respectable doctor or nurse would even accept this.
Who passed them through doctor school.
I don't know.
But anyway, as I was saying.
Well, apparently humanity's lost, and that's it. All the time we have for Parental Break with Jane K. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And join us in the next episode. Bye. Hang on, I got to do the outro. Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.